The Songbird by Marcia Willett.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To Canon Michael and Jane Lewis. And to Roddy. This longing to show, to share, which runs full tilt into absence. From Sands of the Well, Denise Levertov. My thanks to Dr. Tony Bourne and the district nursing team at South Brent Health Centre, and to the crisis team at St. Luke's Hospital, Plymouth. Part 1. Chapter 1. All through the spring, early and late, the thrush sings in the ash tree below the cottage. It's the first thing he hears when he comes carefully down the narrow, precipitous staircase to make coffee, and the last thing as he leans from the small window into the quiet, luminous evening, unable to abandon the unearthly magic and get into bed. There are no leaves yet on the trees. They hold up bare, misshapen arms and bony, twiggy fingers against a pale, translucent sky. Yet he can never see the thrush hidden within these interlaced, fantastical patterns. He stands watching, seeing how the gardens tip down to the two fields, sown with barley, edged with thorn and ash, and across those fields to the lane beyond.